Drop a line and catch some fresh fish. It's more of Go Fish with Mike Buck. Brought to you by POP Fishing and Marine at Pier 38 in Honolulu's Fishing Village. Right here on AM 690 KHNR.
Okay, so here's the deal. Today we're going to talk about Palu. Ugh, waste. Smelly bad stuff. Actually, it's not. It's actually some pretty smelly good stuff. But the thing that you're going to be amazed, if you're like me, is the multiplication and exactly how much of this stuff there is. And what can we do to make it work for us instead of it being rubbish? Yikes, we're going to learn an awful lot today. As a matter of fact, I'm really pleased once again. This is our Western Pacific Regional Fishermen Management Council segment. And joining us, we ought to give him his own parking stall, is the program manager, Mark Mitsuyasu. Mark, how you doing, man? Always nice to see you.
Welcome
back. We ought to give you your own stall.
That'll be great.
Yeah. And that being said, we also have somebody that I just met, but we're going to learn a lot more today. He's a PhD. His company is Aquafeed Consulting, and his name is Walter Domini. Walter, welcome to the program. Nice to see you, too. Now, is it correct? Is it Domini? Is that right?
Yeah, it's Warren Domini.
Warren Domini. Oh, yeah. What did I say? Walter?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Walter. Warren. Both starts with a W. But first of all, I think this is amazing, because if you are down at the United Fish Agents auction, you'll notice that a lot of the animals that are on auction there are called head, guts, and tail. But most of the time, especially now with tuna and some other things, they're already gutted and gilled. And I guess you'd have to go out on the back mark to see kind of how much of that is. It's kind of overwhelming at first, yeah?
There's a lot of product on the floor.
Yeah.
And if you take into consideration, probably 30, 40, up to 50% of that is throwaway.
Right. And people, you know, I mean, they may watch the television show and they think, wow, 800 pounds of meat. 800-pound fish is like 600 pounds of meat or something.
Right, exactly.
So what about the rest of that stuff?
So in terms of the high-value stuff, obviously, that gets to the market and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But with regards to the bones and the tail and the heads and those things typically go to waste. There are some people who have come up with some ways to take advantage and use that as product. But I think from the council's standpoint, what we would like to see is more complete utilization of the fish that do come out of the water.
And, you know, Warren, when we first met each other, I was saying that, you know, I kind of liken it to when people come here from Japan or come here from almost any parts of the mainland, they are flabbergasted that here we are as a state surrounded by water. And we don't recycle everything. I mean, there's so much stuff that goes into the landfill. I don't think people have any idea how much material we're talking about here. First of all, what piqued your interest? What is your outfit, Aquafeed Consulting, about?
Okay. Aquafeed.com is a website where free information on the fishing, aquaculture is promoted. It is an information site, which is free, and people go to it to get information on how aquaculture is developing throughout the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's make sure you guys understand this. Aquaculture is raising fish, and fish eat fish. So we're going to tie this in real quickly, right? Because all of the fish stuff that we're talking about can make us more fish.
That's correct. What is interesting is that the whole feed industry, which I am a part of, is pretty much predicated on the 40-gram chick, which is the chicken, okay?
Yeah.
40-gram chick. In aquaculture, we are harvesting animals at 15 grams, like a 15-gram shrimp. The aquaculture industry is very unique in what it uses, but this industry has looked at the terrestrial feed industry to provide food for their animals, like soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that came from the marine environment was fed from the marine environment. Why are we using terrestrial ingredients in our marine feeds?
And this seems almost cross-purpose, doesn't it?
Yes.
What are you raising here?
What has happened is it has started us to focus in on looking at products that are coming from the marine environment. Of course, the utilization of this fish processing waste is quite critical. especially when a lot of this product is going to the landfill, which makes this valuable resource wasted.
Yeah, it's the expression, but you're wasting your waste.
That's correct.
Yeah. But wait, I want to go back to Mark, because the council obviously is taking a look at this and saying, you know, if there is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, this is something that's rather easy to maybe articulate and make it happen.
Yeah, we see this as a low-hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in other parts of the country and other parts of the world, they do take their waste, process it, and produce fish meal or other products, fertilizer, different kinds of things that the companies can turn around and sell, make a profit. So instead of paying to throw away your palu or your waste, you can actually use that as an income revenue.
Here's the thing, I think that the audience is going to get overwhelmed by this. That's why we're going to dedicate as much time as we can to this subject. Because I can remember when we were, as a state at one time, contemplating exporting opala, putting it on ships and barges and sending it to some poor a Native Indian reservation in Washington State, because they would take our rubbish. Kind of embarrassing. And now hasn't the rudimentary kind of recycling that we have done shown, hey, wait a minute, we're not as bad as we thought. We can make this work.
Yeah, that's turning it into energy.
Yeah.
And this fits that same footprint in terms of turning our waste into a valuable product.
Let's find out once again with Warren Domini from Aquafeed, the method that goes into that. Because right now we see, I guess, in the fish farm operations, these pellets.
Right.
And these are we talking about being able to move this massive amount of waste into something transportable and somehow pelletize? What are we going to do with it?
Okay, let me backtrack just a sec and start at the wholesalers.
Okay.
The fish that comes in from the boats are well taken care of. In other words,
you got them iced, cold chain, they got them clean, right?
The cleanliness and the cold chain is maintained all the way through the fishermen, the auction, and the final wholesalers. Where everything goes wrong is once it leaves the wholesaler facilities, the degradation of the product occurs right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it pretty much immediate? I mean, we've all been in the back of some place. You go to the back of Hop Sing's restaurant and there's these flies and stuff all over the place. That's because they're feeding on that, right?
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. Now, what has happened is we have Board of Health rules where no flies... No smell.
No fly zone.
No flies, no smell. And regular disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Each of the wholesalers and retailers have to maintain this standard. Otherwise, they're put out of business.
Yep.
They'll be shut down.
Yeah, I'd say it's amazing. So, it's like the new Signals gang on the restaurants. Pass, no pass. You got to meet the criteria, right?
So the product or the quality of the fish waste is almost the same as the sashimi grade that's going into the stores.
Yeah, and the quicker we wrap our minds around that, the better, right? In other
words,
what yesterday was palu, total garbage, today is money.
That's correct.
You know, boo, you got my attention.
Yes, yes. If we are able to handle and maintain that fish processing waste, in other words, maintain the cold chain and maintain the sanitation of the product, this is something that can be utilized as a feed ingredient in the aquaculture industry. It can be used as a feed ingredient in the pet food industry.
Sure.
And it can be used in the as a feed ingredient in our terrestrial animals like pigs, chickens, cattle.
You know, that also makes me wonder, how much omega-3 are we grinding up and throwing away right now? I mean, you know, right now you talk about omega-3 from fish.
That's correct.
Yeah, how much of it? It's got to be in the toenails and fingernails just as well as in the meat, right? Yeah.
A lot of it is going to the rendering plant, and then it's being mixed up with all the other slaughterhouse byproducts that the rendering plant is utilizing.
That's like a really mixed plate, right?
Yeah. Ugh. But if we can segregate this fish, we have a quality product that is able to compete with the best of the fish meals available on the market, commodity market today.
Okay, you know, Mark, I want to go back to another thing. You mentioned the wholesalers. Let's talk about the auction. We kind of at the auction pretty much guarantee to the end user that this fish had been taken care of all along the way. And I do know that maybe it'd be a good idea to blow the council's horn a little bit here now on the lessons and instructions that we give people in other parts of the Pacific on how to care for their catch. Because isn't that a big deal? I mean, you know, it used to be you throw it in the boat, you know, you paddle in at the end of the day, you put it under your arm, you walk down the street and you sell it. Now people are realizing, hey, ice is our friend, and these things are our friend. Do you anticipate people maybe in some of these far-flung regions of the Pacific getting glomming onto this idea too, that maybe this rubbish can be turned into something of value?
If you look at our fishery here, we're a fresh fish fishery, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
absolutely.
A lot of fisheries around the world, they can't claim to be fresh fish fisheries.
Right, yeah.
And we deal with, if you look at a big scale, low volume, high value.
Yeah.
Our fish are worth a lot of money because, like you say, they're going to these poke sashimi kind of places.
Oh, they got the good housekeeping guarantee on it, right?
Right. Yeah, and then the thing, the fish arrives at the pier. It goes into the auction. The auction guys do their quality control according to the federal rules. And that fish is maintained in this really great quality kind of condition. And like Warren said, the sashimi is top quality. The head and guts and tails is top quality.
Okay, which means when you said the idea is when the auction or wholesalers are processing these fish in the future, they got to keep in mind, okay, it's got to go on the ice immediately. In other words, this has got to be preserved.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. When the fish comes from the auction to the wholesalers,
mm-hmm.
the whole facility has a temperature of less than 40 F, which
right.
is proper
yep.
for maintaining the quality of the fish that is sold in the retail community, but also that fish waste is being maintained properly.
Mm.
Only
you know
when
what,
it leaves.
The thing that has got to come to mind right away, because I know most people out there thinking, hey, wait a minute. Okay, good, we keep it on ice. But then it's incumbent upon the receiver of that to keep its integrity, right?
That's correct.
So yes. Let's talk about briefly what the process would be. All right, let's say right now we have three clean dumpster loads of cold fish guts, or fish pieces.
Correct.
Oh, who's going to take them?
Okay, right now there are two major companies that take this fish waste.
Mm-hmm.
One is Island Commodities, which is a renderer. It goes to a rendering plant. Once it leaves the wholesaler's facility, the rendering plant pretty much would like a good quality fish.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that, in any fish meal plant, if you have a good high quality fish, the yield is great. Once it starts to deteriorate,
I get you.
The yield diminishes, but then the quality of the fish meal coming out is of low grade or becomes like a fertilizer, which what Island Commodities is now
okay,
selling.
Okay, just for the drill before, because I'm so fascinated at how interesting this is. I thought to myself when I first talked to the guy, well, I'm going to talk about fish waste, but wait a minute. But wait, like they say on television. Here's the thing that I think is incredible. Walk us through briefly how it turns from this big, messy pile of cold, nice guts or whatever into the pellets
okay.
or into what other form it's going to be in.
Okay, the fish waste as it is will be turned into a fish ingredient.
Okay.
The fish ingredient, if it's of high quality, like I said, would give a great yield.
Is it going to be like a puree or like a liquid? What is it?
No. What happens is the fish waste is first put through a grinder.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's put through what we call a cooker.
Okay.
So the cooking process segregates the three fractions in the fish processing waste, which is the solids,
mm-hmm.
the liquid. Which
solid meaning you're talking about like bones and quills
and flesh.
And flesh, okay.
Then you have the liquid fraction, mm-hmm. which can be separated into two, the oil and the water.
Mm-hmm.
So the cooking process actually releases the oil from the tissue. Okay.
Now it's getting interesting,
okay.
right? So now we got all this oil coming out of this stuff, right?
What is the valuable portion which the rendering company is interested in is the oil. The
sure.
oil is more valuable than the actual flesh
mm-hmm.
or the bone. So what happens is after they cook it, everything separates. You have the solids, the liquids, which is oil and water. It is put through what we call a twin screw press, which squeezes the water and oil out of the solids, mm-hmm. which is the flesh. The flesh goes to be dried and becomes a meal.
Gotcha.
The oil.
Now I'm getting it.
Mm-hmm. Oil and water are centrifuged, and the oil will come out the top because oil is lighter than water. The water will come to the bottom, and we call that water stick water. The oil is then either refined or sold as a crude oil, and these are going now for probably about 2,000 a metric ton.
As what do you mean, 2,000 metric tons of what?
$2,000
a metric ton.
Oh, two
for
grand.
The oil.
Yeah, a metric ton.
Just for the oil alone.
Yeah.
The stick water, which is water and various small particles, mm-hmm. can be then condensed into about 50% solids, and then they are put back into the fish, the meal portion.
Gotcha.
And we call that a whole meal. And that becomes your fish meal fraction.
Gotcha.
And then you have your oil fraction.
You know, Mark, I was actually telling Warren earlier off the air, when I was a small kid, my grandfather, I thought that this thing on the boat was for making palu. I didn't realize it was grandma's meat cutter. Because back in the day, you couldn't buy hamburger. You know, you bought a piece of meat, you made your own hamburger. In other words, here in Hawaii, we were sort of in on that. We sort of know the value of palu. Do you think that as time goes on, obviously Warren and Aquafeed and some others, they got the idea. They know about the food part of it. But there's still going to be other stuff. Is there opportunity growing for that as well, do you think? And is that something, Warren, that you guys can talk about for a second?
Sure. What can happen is, a lot of times, if you are unable to maintain the quality of that fish waste and it starts to biodegrade, in other words, you have bacteria breaking it down, mm-hmm. that can then go for fertilizer. There are internal enzymes in the fish guts which autolyzes or breaks down the fish waste, and it turns it into a liquid.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, fascinating. Huh?
If you let the process go on, it will turn everything into liquid with the exception of the bone. But what you have to do is add an acid to lower the pH so the microbial bacteria, which causes the smell,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Oh, we know that well. Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
Will minimize this process of odor.
Okay, we got to take a break. But before we do that, Mark, here's something I think interesting. It sounds to me like, and at the council, it really is bottom up, and we've learned after the 162nd meeting that there are a lot of people that are now buying into some of the things that the council is releasing. I know it's tough getting us fishermen to all agree with stuff, but it looks to me like we're going to create a side for the sustenance fishermen. And the guys that's working, we're going to create an ability for them to turn their waste into profit so long as they take care of it.
Right, and that was the idea behind this latest work that Warren and I did, was to try and downsize this mm-hmm. so that the small mom and pop or backyard guys can take advantage of this process.
You know why I bring that up? Because remember back in the day when the auction was at the John Dominus area?
Yeah.
You only got to bring fish in there that was no good once. Now it's even worse. I mean, the fisherman really has to take, or malama the catch, right. to get the money.
Right.
And so it would seem to me that this guy, once he figures out that, wait a minute, if I take care of the 1/3 of the fish that I can't sell, I may not make as much, but it's going to be worth my while.
Yeah, they can turn that into a revenue stream.
Okay, we got more coming up on Go Fish right after this short little break. Don't go away. We're watching you.